Where in the Bible will I find that sprinkling or pouring is baptism? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. For many years, denominations have used various modes which they call baptism. No sincere Bible believer doubts the importance of baptism. Jesus commanded baptism. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, Mark 16:16. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Matthew 28:19. No true Bible scholar denies that for one to become a Christian, water baptism is required. Paul, the inspired writer, shows that baptism derives its significance from the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Romans 6:3-4. In baptism, one is buried in the water just as Christ was buried in the tomb. In baptism, one is raised up from the water just as Christ was raised up from the dead. One arises from the waters of baptism with his sins forgiven. He's a new creature and has experienced the new birth, John 3:5. Only immersion can show this. Having a few drops of water sprinkled or poured on one's head can never portray the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. In the New Testament, baptism was an immersion in water and an emergence from the water, Acts 8:38-39. Since sprinkling or pouring does not involve either immersion or emergence from the water, sprinkling or pouring are not scriptural baptism. From this, we can only conclude that those who have been sprinkled or poured are yet unbaptized. They must arise and be baptized and wash away their sins, calling on the name of the Lord, Acts 22:16. Sprinkling or pouring for baptism is nowhere found in the Bible. Only immersion in water is commanded by Jesus and his apostles.